Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, allow me to express our condolences to the people of Afghanistan for the recent earthquake. Indonesia welcomes this urgent debate as a collective response of the Council to address the declining situation faced by women and girls in Afghanistan. We emphasize that women everywhere, including Afghanistan, with their tremendous potential, deserve to have equal rights and to be treated equally, including in the context of the right to education and freedom of movement. Further, the full, equal, effective, and meaningful participation of women in Afghanistan is crucial to overcoming the crisis and building a peaceful, stable, and prosperous Afghanistan. Mr. President, Indonesia wishes to see a peaceful, stable, and prosperous Afghanistan. As the world's largest Muslim-populated country, Indonesia stands ready to contribute to this cause. We wish to highlight the following. First, the international community, including the Human Rights Council, must focus on constructive effort to empower women and girls in Afghanistan. For its part, Indonesia is working with partners to provide scholarship and capacity building for Afghani women and men. To further promote women's rights, Indonesia also continues to foster dialogue between ulemas as a critical factor in solving societal challenges. Indonesia, together with Qatar, recently conducted a meeting between ulemas of Indonesia, Qatar, and Afghanistan in Doha, and also participated in the OIC ulema visit to Kabul. During both meetings, in which Indonesian women ulemas also participated, we emphasize how access to education for women and girls in harmony with Islamic values contribute to nurturing peace. Second, we continue to call for the de facto authorities to fulfill its promises and commitment. A roadmap with action plan to realize this commitment is essential to measure progress and follow up. Lastly, we urge all countries to bolster financial and technical assistance to the people of Afghanistan, and Indonesia once again encourage the de facto authorities to fulfill the right of women and girls and to work together with the international community in this regard. Thank you, Mr. President.